Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2717. You can't work 168 hours a week, by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. You can't work 168 hours a week, by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. A cornerstone of the Afford Anything philosophy is that every choice you make is a trade-off, and that applies equally to your time and your money. So what do you do about outsourcing? On one hand, the more you outsource, the more you trade money for the most valuable possession on earth, time. That itself is a pretty strong argument for outsourcing as much as you can. On the other hand, your money is limited, and if you want to afford anything, you have to trim back from spending on things that aren't your big priorities. So how do you decide what to outsource and what to do yourself? Here are a couple of questions to ask yourself before you pull the spending trigger. Number one, what else would I do with this time? If you're a freelancer or a consultant who charges $80 an hour for your services, it doesn't make sense to wash your own dishes. Until, of course, you consider the fact that you can't work 168 hours a week. At most, you can work 40 to 60 hours per week of sustained, focused effort. I'd argue that the number is closer to 40. The more excess time you spend at work, the less productive you become. You're better off spending fewer, more focused hours working. Then go home and unwind by grocery shopping, cooking dinner, washing the dishes, reading a bedtime story to your kids, and doing all of those other mundane tasks. Yes, you could send someone to buy your groceries for you at a rate of perhaps $15 an hour. So if you earn $80 an hour at your job, the math doesn't make sense until you accept that the human mind is limited. Our focus and concentration is finite. We're not robots. We're better off spending fewer hours at the office. Parkinson's law states that work expands to fill the time you give it. Spend fewer hours working, and you'll be able to do more in less time. Number two, how much will slowness cost? Buying a rental house? Every month the property sits vacant, you're losing money. If doing it yourself takes 5 months and outsourcing it takes only 2 months, you've paid 3 months' rent by refusing to delegate. That's a lost opportunity cost. On the other hand, if you want to fix part of your own personal house, and there's no financial benefit from getting the job done fast, there's a stronger argument for doing it yourself and taking your leisurely time. Number three, how much will sloppiness cost? If you're dealing with something technical or complex and fixing your mistakes will be costly, you may want to enlist an expert. Why do you think I bought my house at such a steep discount? In part because the previous owner insisted on doing a lot of fix-it work himself. I'm sure he Googled how to XYZ, but he lacked experience and his shoddy work made the house worse, not better. His self-inflicted DIY damage brought down the price of his house. Lose-lose situation for him. Number four, does this drain my energy or refuel me? There's a very strong argument for outsourcing the massive drudgery that tires us rather than refuels our energy. At a certain point, scrubbing the baseboards behind your toilet is a waste of your time. If you can live a more satisfying life by outsourcing that task and spending the extra hours with friends or family or volunteering, do it. Your life is valuable. Don't waste it scrubbing toilets. Important: only outsource this if you're already financially stable. That means you're free from consumer debt and you're investing massive heaps of your money towards buying your way to financial freedom. And number 5, can I earn more by outsourcing this? If there's one area in your life where I'd argue that you should outsource the most, it's at work. After all, your mental bandwidth is limited. Hire people to execute your tasks so that you can focus on top-level growth. It's a fantastic way to spend money. Wealth is built by teams. Mark Zuckerberg didn't say, "You know, I can build Facebook by myself. I'll personally answer every customer email. Just imagine the money I'll save by not hiring an assistant." Steve Jobs never said, "Who needs developers? I know how to program." "But Paula," you say, "my company isn't as big as Apple or Facebook. I just run a little design or writing or marketing business." Yeah, and your company will always be little if you insist on doing every single last iota of your work in-house. You realistically cannot work more than X number of hours per week. Once you have even a little bit of income coming in, reinvest that money into buying more hours in which you can grow your business. And don't feel guilty about going home at 5 p.m. A lot of people try to circumvent this by working insane hours. "I can work 100 plus hour weeks," people tell themselves. "I'll never see my family, never exercise, and only eat bowls of cereal at my desk, but I won't be outsourcing anything." That's insane. It's not sustainable. You'll burn out. And I bet you'll spend at least 20% of your time putzing around on Facebook or Twitter or email, pretending to be productive while you're secretly stressed and procrastinating. Ask me how I know. Limit your hours, outsource at work, and value your time. The key to affording anything is recognizing that outsourcing is an investment, just as much as buying stocks or houses is an investment. But you have to be strategic about it. Otherwise, you're not getting a good return on your investment. You just listened to the post titled, "You Can't Work 168 Hours a Week" by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I found this article very relevant as I routinely struggle with burnout from trying to do everything myself. I've learned that burnout has three main components: physical exhaustion, cynicism about work, and self-blame. When I fall into this rut, I typically need to pause and reassess. What are my priorities and why? Is all the work on my plate totally necessary? What can I cut out without sacrificing my larger goals? For me, burnout is a sign that I need to slow down and get back to basics. I need to reevaluate how I'm taking care of myself and if I'm taking on too much. It's helpful to remember that it's a season that will pass and I'll learn something from it. During my last encounter with burnout, I decided to outsource social media marketing for the Economy Conference, which is an event I produce. It relieved a lot of pressure to figure it out all on my own, and it's been a good experience in efficiency. By outsourcing to someone else who's more highly skilled, it frees me up to spend my time on areas where I'm more highly skilled. Outsourcing can also lead to more human connection, which is a basic need. I often miss the camaraderie of colleagues from my corporate career, and solo entrepreneurship can get pretty lonely. But that should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there for the Wednesday show, where your optimal life awaits.